Good morning, everybody. I am here live today. You are here with me, Lori the Love Sherpa. Finally, after what feels like a month or two, but actually it's only been about 2 weeks, I think. And you're here with me on 12radio.com. It is 10:01 a.m. here on the West Coast of the United States in bright and sunny California, where I live. And I'm happy you're here with me. So thank you all for being here. I have been missing in action for the last couple of weeks, mainly because I was up till now struggling with a bit of a sinus issue, which I'm up till now still kind of am, but it's fading day by day. And at least I could get on the air with you guys today, and I'm happy to be able to do that because I miss you and I miss being here. So I'm glad I'm able to be back, even if I'm struggling slightly up till now. So I may just have to mute myself occasionally and clear my throat, like I'm gonna do now. Okay. So anyhow, I am going to go over to the Facebook page, and you can do that too, so we can chat with each other. So what you do is you go to your computer, your device, your phone, and you just enter 12radio.com, and that will take you over to a page where you will see some options on the left side. And one of them will be chat. So hit chat. It's exactly what I'm doing right now as I speak, or as I try to speak as well as possible. And that will bring you into our chat room, the 12 Radio private group. And if you've never been here before, you can join the group. And if you're already a member, then you know the drill and you can just go down to, well, you can try, if your phone works, you can try and go down, like mine just wasn't for a second. It was glitching out really bad. But if you refresh, you can scroll down and you'll see my banner, Lori the Love Sherpa. And you can put comments and chat, and you can ask questions, and I am here for you. So, like I said, if you want to join the chat and ignore the noise outside, because like clockwork, they do this every Monday morning in my apartment complex. So I always know that no matter what, even if I don't do my show, it's like, forget sleeping in because the guys are out there. At least they wait till 10 o'clock, right? It could be worse, but just so happens that my show is at 10 o'clock. So that's what happens. Anyway. Oh, excuse me. So sorry. Between the noise outside and the noise in my throat. But anyway, we are going to ignore that guy because he won't be here long. And hopefully you can hear me okay. So let me go down to the chat. And I am here to help you. I'm here to offer you advice. I'm here to listen to your problems or your issues or whatever you have to say. Anything you want to put in the chat is fine. And it's private. So nobody else will know, just us. And so feel free to share. And even if it's personal, you know, honestly, that's kind of like my wheelhouse. I love when people can really get vulnerable. And I encourage that because that's how I am. I love when people can really share who they are and what's going on in their lives, especially if you're having trouble, because we all do. at some point or another, some kind of problem, some kind of issue, some kind of situation. Or even if it's not a problem, even if it's just a situation and you're trying to like figure something out, maybe I can help. So you can put questions in the chat, comments, whatever you want. Or you can just say hi. I like that too. Just knowing you're here makes me feel good. Otherwise, I'd be talking to myself. And while I would enjoy that, I'm sure it's probably much better if I'm actually talking with people listening. That always helps. So, hey, Renee is in the house. Renee, how you doing? Good to see you here. She says, morning. And Morina is here. She says, hi, Lori. Hi, Morina. Let's see, Quelly. Hey, Quelly. She says, full moon blessings, Lori. Same to you. Full moon, eclipse, all the good stuff. I'm hoping that once the eclipse makes its way through, that maybe my throat will clear up finally, once and for all. Edward is here. Hi, Edward. He says, blessed morning. Yes, it is. It's a blessed morning. It really, really is. Happy you are back, he says. I am as well. I'm very happy to be back. Hey, Christina. Christina LaFrance is in the house. And Christina just had the show right before mine. She sends hugs and kisses. And she did a great job. I was listening to your show too, Christina. I often do. I often listen to a lot of the shows on One2 Radio because they're all so good. pardon me. But I like what Christina was talking about this morning about releasing, because I feel like that's exactly what's been happening for me lately in some ways. And I think for all of us, really, the ascension that's happening and the upgrades that are happening with our bodies, along with the earth energy and the solar energy, a lot of us are just going through a process of purging and releasing that which no longer serves us. And I mean, that can be anything from emotional stuff to physical stuff, like it is with me right now. And I know that all of this is really just like getting rid of stuff that is no longer necessary for our lives. And I know a lot of people seem to be kind of under the weather lately. And I was hoping I would escape it, but I didn't quite. As you can probably hear, my voice is a little raspy. But I am doing the best I can because that is all anybody can ever ask of us. If you are doing the best you can, nobody can ask anything more from you. Because really, at any given moment, we really are all doing the best we can, spiritually speaking. Even if it doesn't look that way. But I think as good people, we really do try and do our best. Nobody in good conscience who is, a decent person and a good soul ever really wants to do anything consciously that would hurt someone else. And like I say, things do happen. We do sometimes do things that, are not our best look, that we wouldn't necessarily look back on with pride or happiness that we did it. There might be some shame and guilt in there, but really, that's the whole thing about life. It's like we're here, we're making mistakes sometimes, we're learning lessons, and that's the whole point. So you just have to give yourself a break and let yourself let yourself be imperfect, like I'm letting myself be imperfect on the air right now. And just do the best we can because we really are, at any given moment, from our level of understanding, our own level of consciousness and awareness, we're doing the best we can. And like I said, that's all anybody can ever ask of us. So, I'm going to read from my little book, which I do occasionally. called Opening Doors Within, 365 Daily Meditations from Findhorn, Scotland, by Eileen Caddy. And these were channeled by Eileen. And it's the word of spirit, the word of God, channeled through her. Pardon me one second. I have to keep swallowing because it feels like there's like stuff in my throat. Anyway, these were channeled through her. And channeling is actually something that, you know, for a while, for a long time, I always thought channeling was something that you had to, like, I don't know, you had to be like very special to be able to channel. Not that we're not all special. We are. All the children of God are special, and none of the children of God are special, like it says in A Course in Miracles. But, you know, I always thought that was something really kind of rare that people did. You know, people with certain psychic abilities, you know, could channel spirit and speak the word of spirit. But I've found that a lot of us can channel, and we can do it at different times. It's like sometimes the words will just come through you and you'll be like, wow, where did that come from? Right? So many of us do it without even realizing we're doing it. We just know that, you know, something is, we're saying something to someone and we don't know how or where it's coming from necessarily, but of course it's coming from spirit, of course, because where else would it come from? But we know it's not necessarily what we might say in our usual language. So when I started to do that more often, I was like, oh, that's what this is. So that's what Eileen has done in this book. Obviously, she has done a whole book of channeling, which is pretty amazing. But when I started realizing that I was channeling messages for people, I realized how many different forms it can take. And so that's one of the ways that I like to offer my guidance as a human design projector. We are the guides, and human design is really amazing. And I've spoken about that before. There are five types, and I am a projector. And so as a projector, we are meant to guide others. Usually the manifesting generators and the generators, because that's what we're good at. And those are our gifts. And that's how we are designed as humans. And that is our auric gift. You know, that's how our aura, our energy, our electric, we're electrical beings. And so our aura works a certain way. And a projector has what's called a penetrating aura. And so the way I work is I'm not doing anything, you know, on purpose. It just sort of happens because it's the way we're built. A projector's aura is basically a penetrating aura. So I saw a visual that someone had created one time, and it looked like there are two people talking and there's like an energetic hand slowly reaching out and like grabbing the other person gently. And I love that visual because it's what it feels like. It feels like my energy is moving towards your energy and I can pick up stuff from you and then guide you because I can kind of feel what's going on overall. So that's kind of how it works for me. And that's often when I can channel messages for people because I just kind of, you know, don't do it consciously. It's just sort of like, you know, I'll be talking to somebody, or even if I'm not talking to them, even if I'm just kind of like somewhere near them. And I just kind of, you know, allow my energy to flow into their energy, around their energy. I don't know exactly. It's just like the energy merges somehow and I just get information and then it comes through me in spirit's words, really. or in, I should say, in spirit's energy, and it comes out in whatever words come out of my mouth. So, it's kind of a combination of things. A little complicated to explain, but really simple when I'm actually doing it. So, anyway, that was all to explain a little bit about how this book was channeled by Eileen Caddy and how it came to be. So, pardon me. Okay. So what it says for today, and today is Monday, March 25th. I almost said April. I'm rushing things. March 25th. And so 2024, in case you guys are confused, which I'm sure you're not. I'm probably the only one. Okay. March 25th. Okay. Turn the page to March 25th. And what it says here are these words for us from Spirit. Okay. As more and more love is released into the world, a wonderful healing is taking place. Well, I can definitely say that I'm happy to hear that right now. And of course, we knew that was happening. And so it says, it is like balm, BALM, poured into wounds, healing and making whole. Love starts within the individual. It starts in you and it grows like a seed, bursting forth and revealing great beauty and wholeness. I love that. It is what is taking place now. Many souls feel that something is happening to them, but they are bewildered and do not realize what it is. Well, I'll just let you know that what it is ascension. And that's what I was just talking about. Excuse me. Okay. And it goes on to say that they search without, that means outside, they search outside of them, hoping to find a clue which will show them what is taking place. Other souls feel a stirring, but are afraid of what they feel, for it is new. It is strange and unknown, and they try to shut it out. Nothing will be able to stop this release of love, because that's what it is. It is like the genie in the bottle. Having been released, it cannot be put back again, and you wouldn't want it to be. It cannot be hidden or ignored. Gradually, it will begin to reveal itself in everyone. It has come to stay. Well, I love that. I mean, I couldn't love that anymore. One, it's what I was just talking about. And two, it's what's happening to everybody. Yes, the ascension energy is coming in and people are feeling it and they don't know what the hell is happening to them because it's new and unfamiliar. Excuse me. And I have a friend who recently has let me know that all kinds of interesting things are happening to their body. Very, very interesting sensations and goodness, just all kinds of like physical symptoms that have never happened before. So there are so many. So if you're feeling anything unusual, I mean, if you're worried about it, obviously, go get it checked out by a doctor. But I know when it started happening to me 6 years ago, and I started feeling different, and I started feeling this very euphoric energy in my body. I just knew right away that it wasn't a bad thing, and I knew that it was spirit. I knew it. And I've come to since realize that it's all part of the solar flashes that are happening, that are shifting and changing the energy in my physical body. And when you're in a physical body, it can sometimes be really uncomfortable. And I'm pretty sure, not pretty sure, I'm positive that this sinus issue that I'm having is part of that. Mainly because it's been going on to some degree for quite a while. And I would say more noticeable, probably since I know since I've about I would say at least the last year. And I'm gonna have to excuse myself again to clear my throat. Yeah, I would definitely say it's been going on for at least the last year, more troublesomely, kind of it ebbs and flows. But sometimes, like right now, or I should say in the last 2 weeks ago, it really flared up. And that's why I wasn't on the air. But that's just one way of releasing what I don't need. And frankly, I'm glad because whatever it's releasing in me, I don't need and I don't want. And I'll tell you about another thing that happened to me yesterday. And it's been happening different things here and there. Just different things that have been for me coming up for release that I no longer need. And you may find this is happening to you as well. When I talk about what's happening to me, it's not just me. I know this stuff is happening for you too. A lot of it, or at least some of it. But and if none of it's happening, that's fine too. Don't think nothing is happening. It's still happening. You're just not feeling it physically, which I guess is kind of good. But I don't want to judge either way. It's all good. But yesterday, emotion, strong emotions, you'll find can come up sometimes when you least expect them. So yesterday I was standing in my kitchen doing something, and I spent a lot of my time in there, mainly because that's where my laundry room is. And I'm usually doing laundry or washing dishes or making food or something. And I spend time in there. I kind of like puttering, you know what I mean? I don't know if that's a Capricorn thing or what, but I like being home and just doing stuff, organizing things and putting things away. And I even kind of like doing laundry. It's weird, but I do. It's sort of grounding, because it's something that I can actually like do with my physical body and be productive at. So yesterday I was doing stuff in my kitchen, and all of a sudden, I just had this wave of like very deep grief. I was overcome with it, and it came out of nowhere, and it was related to a situation that has been in my life now for probably about the last year, a little over. And it's something that I know is going through healing, and it involves one of my family members. I can feel the whole situation as a projector. I can feel what's going on. I don't always know exactly what's going on, but I can feel the energy of what's going on. So that's how it works. And so I'm standing in my kitchen, and I get all of a sudden, I just start to feel this rise within me of this, like, horribly sad energy. And I will say horribly sad because it just was overwhelming. And I mean, I started to sob. It was so overwhelming. And so, I did what I always tell you guys to do. I breathed and I just allowed myself to feel it, and I allowed myself to cry. And I allowed myself just to be with the feeling. I didn't ignore it. I didn't try to push it away. And I realized what was happening. Something inside said to me, "This is coming up now for you to release it." And I like, I heard that in my spiritual ears. So I said, "Okay. So I can sit with this feeling. I can make it okay. It is what it is. It's not that I have to do anything, and I don't have to judge it or make it wrong or bad, because it's not. It's a feeling. It's an emotion. And it's energy. It's just energy coming through my physical body, coming up for release because it no longer serves me. So why wouldn't I want to release it, right? So I did. I just stood there and let it flow through me and cried for a few minutes. And as I did that, I could feel it lessening and becoming, I could feel myself becoming lighter and more relaxed and more surrendered. And that's how it's meant to feel. It's meant to feel like a release, and it did. And that was my experience. And that's one of the ways that things do come up for release, in emotion. And I mean, it could be any emotion. For me, at that moment, it was grief and despondency, frankly, and sad, really deep sadness. But I also know that it's healing. Like energy, the energy of the situation, if I allow it, is allowing it to heal. And so that is exactly what I know, exactly what I did. I let it go. I just let it go. I breathed into my heart space. I let it open. And I just let it go. I let it be there for as long as it wanted, and I just allowed it to, and then I let it go. And I felt so much better afterward. The situation didn't necessarily, like nothing happened regarding the situation that I know of, but I could feel the energy shift. And so I know that as the energy of the situation continues to shift, it's going to heal. It's going to heal. I know that. So that's why it's important when emotion comes up to really allow it to be there and not try to fight it off. Because, fighting anything is fighting against, pushing against, it's resistance and it's judgment. And that just creates more of what we don't want. So it's best to just allow these things to run through your body and release them. It's the best way to do it. And like I said, it could be other emotions like anger. I experienced a lot of that last week for varying reasons, various reasons. I think I read something online that was, it was very triggering for me, frankly. I think it had to do with it had to do with the way women are treated, and I'm very obviously I'm a woman and I'm sensitive to that, and it had to do with how this group of men was treating this, the women at large, all women, or the women he encountered at least, and it was just so, it felt so misogynistic to me and so wrong. So yeah, I was judging it and I was making it wrong, but I had to step back from that, and I really felt angry. I had to step back and like look at the situation, look at my feelings, and say, really, this is energy, and if I'm feeling this, I have to let it go, because one, it's going to create more of it if I pay attention to it. Whereas if I don't, and I don't like make a big deal of it, it's going to dissipate. The energy is going to dissipate. It's only there because I'm paying attention to it. And the only reason I'm seeing this in my experience is because it's in me. We tend to see in our experience, in our outer life experience, what we have within us, the energy. and the emotion within us. And I frankly don't like being angry. I don't like the way it feels. I mean, sometimes it can feel good to get, pissed off and ragey, and but only if you're going to release it, not if you're going to hold on to it. If you're going to release it, yeah, by all means, go ahead and feel it, because that's the good thing. You want to feel it and let it go. Just like the sadness I was just speaking of. Anger is the same thing. Feel it, release it, let it go. That's the constructive way to do it, and that's the healthy way to do it. People who hold on to anger for years and years, they make themselves sick. You can't do that to yourself if you want to be a happy, healthy person. I mean, you can do it. You can do anything you want, but I would suggest, highly suggest, that you don't if you want to live your best life. Holding on to anger is so unproductive, to say the least. So yeah, just whatever emotion you're feeling, whether you're feeling doubt, or feeling negative feelings about yourself or about someone else, it says in A Course in Miracles, only love is real, everything else is an illusion. So if you're feeling an emotion that is, quote unquote, a negative emotion, and it's not love, it's fear. And fear is only energy, and it's not real. It feels real sometimes, and it can look very real, when you see people doing stuff they shouldn't do, but or stuff that we're judging them for, but it's only energy. So if you're feeling anything that isn't loving and isn't compassionate and isn't coming from a place of heart-centered love, don't make it wrong, but just take a look at it and acknowledge that, oh yeah, this doubt I'm having about, can I do this thing or can't I do this thing? I'm not feeling, if you're not feeling confident about something, or you're feeling unhappy about something, just realize that that's an energy of fear and let that go, because it's not real. It's not who you are. And that's why it's not real, because it's not who we are. We are infinite spirits of love. We are God energy. And if we are God energy, we can't be anything but love. So anytime we have a fear thought or a negative thought of anger, doubt, anything, lack, scarcity, that's just energy. And if we realize, hey, wait a second, that isn't real. That's not who I am. I am abundant. I am God energy. I am spirit in physical form. Once you realize that, you realize that all the other stuff is just energy and it's not real, and you don't have to make it a thing. You really don't. You just have to get back to that place of love, because that's who you really are, and that's the important part. Always to remember. It's a very important thing. You always want to remember who you really are, because once you realize and remember that, it's like, oh yeah, I forgot who I was for a minute. Excuse me. And that's okay. You can forget who you are. We all do. We need to be reminded sometimes. And that's one of the reasons I'm here, to remind not only you guys, but myself, who I really am. Once we remember who we really are, we can get back to that place of love and be like, I like to make fun of, not make fun exactly, but just kind of be silly about it and say to myself, oh, aren't I adorable? That's actually something Mama Gina taught me, Regina Tomashower at the School of Womanly Arts. She says, when you're kicking yourself for doing something foolish or you're not feeling good about yourself, just take a moment and say, oh, isn't that adorable? I'm being silly again. I forgot who I was, just for a minute. Now I remember that I am this force of nature. Excuse me one second. But I like doing that. Like, aren't I adorable? Really, because we are. We're so silly. It's so silly of us to be so down on ourselves all the time when we're so amazing. We really are. We can, we have, oh, I was talking to a friend of mine about this weekend. We have no clue how powerful we really are, because here we are in these physical bodies. And if we could feel the enormity and the immensity of our spiritual being and who we really are as God force energy, I mean, wouldn't that make you feel more powerful if you remembered that and if you could feel that in your body? Or if you could just acknowledge it, you know, even if you're not feeling it, just acknowledge it. Say, oh yeah, that's right. That's who I actually am. Like God energy. Not saying you're God, that's a different thing entirely. You know, there's a big difference between being, you know, the creator and being God force energy. God, the creator or spirit, whatever word you use, universe, created us. Obviously, we can't create ourselves, because God already did. And that's the difference. You know, we didn't create life. I mean, we create life through, God creates life through us, but we don't create life. That's God's work. But we are, it's like waves in the ocean. We are all part of that energy, that God force energy. That's why we say we are children of God, because we are. So like when I say, I do sometimes say I am God, but what I mean by that is I am God force energy. I am not the creator. So there's a difference, in case anybody was confused about that. I feel like somebody out there was confused about that. And it needed to be said. But I am definitely the energy of spirit, because spirit created me, and God created us like unto himself, it says, I believe, in the Bible. So if God has created us like himself, itself, you know, however you see the God energy or the creator, the divine, then we have to be that energy too. We are. So that's how I see it. That's what feels resonant to me. And I know a lot of you. So yeah. So once you realize that you are a powerful being and you don't have to tolerate feeling like crap, you don't, you know, not really. You just have to go back and realize who you are, get into alignment, and everything just works so much better that way. So let me go back to the chat room. And redo everything, because I want to make sure that I refresh. Pardon me. Okay, where is my chat? No cat. And I see. Oh, and I meant to say before that Christina LaFrance is, I love that name. LaFrance. It's so seductive sounding. That's funny, because I think she said my voice sounded seductive one time. She is also a 1-2 listen advisor. So, and she's amazing. So give her a call. Joni. Hey, Joni. Good to see you. And I am so sorry. I know I neglected to pull you a card last time. So if you want me to, I will pull a card for you now. And I see that's what you're asking for anyway. So good. I will do it right here on the air. She says, good morning, Lori. Been a minute. Nice to hear you. I'm so open for a card. Birthday now, full moon, eclipse soon. Ooh. I'm looking for income stream, remaining open to what is in my highest. Thank you. Okay, I'm going to pull your card right now, Jenny. And Lioness is here. Hi, Lioness. She says, hi, Lori Love. Full moon blessings. It's full moon blessings back to you. And I'm going to send a full moon blessing to everyone. I was doing some of that yesterday. I was just kind of sending blessings to the world, the earth mostly, but the world. And when I say the world, I mean, whatever else is out there besides us or whomever. But yeah, mostly I guess the earth, because that's where we are. But I was sending blessings and energy, healing energy to everybody yesterday. So I don't know, maybe some of you felt that. Hopefully you did. So yeah, I'm going to send you all some blessings right now. Some nice pink, sparkly blessing, love energy, and I hope you feel it. Hopefully that will help you heal whatever might need a little bit of healing inside you or outside of you, any situation you might be dealing with. And I apologize for the noisy guy outside. Hopefully you can still hear me. Okay, so let me go get my cards. Actually, they're right here. Thankfully, I don't have to run across the room today. And let's pull a card for Joni and see what comes up. Okay. The very first card that comes up is Angel of Families. The angels surround both you and your family at the moment. What it says in the book. Angel of Families. Okay, Angel of Families. Do not worry about your family or loved ones, for all will work out. And I want to say, if anybody else is resonating with this, it's this reading is for you too. Okay. The angels surround you and your family at this time. Feel their love and light, and know that both you and your loved ones are forever held in the eternal embrace of love. Surrender your fears and any concerns you may have for your family, a family member, or a loved one to the angels, and know that the situation is being healed and transformed right now. And I have to tell you that not only is this reading for you, Jenny, but I can feel it's for me too. Gently close your eyes. Feel and visualize those you love being bathed in light and love. Imagine beams of love emanating from your heart and mind, infusing and surrounding each family member and loved one with beautiful healing energy. In turn, feel the light and love they emanate to you in return, and thank the angels for their assistance. I hope that resonated for you, Joni. I know it wasn't exactly, specifically about income, but these cards have a way of having a deeper meaning. That's what I found. And I don't try and, bend them to mean something that they don't. But I often find that that is just what happens. You can pick a card like this one that on the surface it's about family. But it can also have a much deeper meaning because maybe that family member is going through something that relates to the question. You never know. It always seems to tie back. Whenever I pull a card for somebody, they usually come out later and tell me, oh yeah, that made a lot of sense, because it does. I mean, spirit's the energy that runs through me when I pull the cards. So spirit's speaking to us through the cards, and spirit knows what's up. So it's got to make some sense. And if it makes no sense, that's okay. It doesn't mean that spirit isn't speaking to you. It just means that it will be shown to you probably later. Just be aware. And I think that's a great card. Anyway, because we all have families, and We all need love. We all want to have our families to feel loved. So, okay. Let's see. I am going to check the chat one more time. And I wanted to say something else and it went out of my head. But let me check the chat again. If that resonated for you, Joni, or even if it didn't, let me know what you think. I always like feedback. If you're feeling like giving feedback, I'd love to hear it. I'd like to know how the card readings resonate for you. Okay. Comments. Joni, she says, enjoying the show today. Thank you. Oh, I'm so glad. That makes me happy. I appreciate the kind words always. As a projector, we appreciate validation. We really do. And I never thought that words of affirmation was one of my love languages until I realized that it actually is. Because I used to always think that words can be made up, words can be spoken that aren't really true. But the reason words of affirmation are kind of high up on my love languages is because I realize that I can actually feel when someone is sincere. So sincere words of affirmation are actually a really, really great love language for me. So thank you for those. And like I said, as a projector, we love to guide, and we also love to hear validation that our guidance is received and appreciated. So I'm not trying to, wrangle flattery out of you guys. I'm not, that's not what I'm doing. It's nice when it's sincere, like I know you are, Joni, and I appreciate the kind words. Okay, Morianna, may I have a card, please? Yes, you may. You may have a card right now. Okay, this is for Morianna and whomever else it feels it may resonate with. Have to get a bigger table. I'm doing this on my lap, which is a little more challenging. Hang on one second. I'm just going to move back a little bit so that I can. Oh, and there's the card. Okay. Wow, this is a pretty one. Okay. This is the one I like to refer to as the Naked Lady card. It's the Angel of Expression. And she says, speak your truth and express yourself clearly. And it's really pretty. It's got a beautiful picture of a nude woman on it, with angel wings. So it's a nude angel. It's interesting. I was having a discussion with someone recently about what angels look like. And they don't look like we think they look. Of course, they're only energy, but I think that people have one way of thinking about them and they actually look very different. So this is the Angel of Expression. Angel of Expression. Okay. So this is for you, Morianna. Speak your truth and express yourself clearly. There is something you are not expressing because you fear hurting someone you love or care for. The Angel of Expression has shown up in your reading today to encourage you to speak your truth and express yourself clearly. Know that the truth, when spoken honestly, clearly, and with love, will never truly hurt anyone. Lack of self-expression is soul-destroying for all concerned and prevents life's natural flow. The Angel of Expression understands your fears regarding this issue and is here to help you through this difficult time. Allow her to help you find the courage to face this issue clearly. By expressing yourself honestly and clearly, this situation will heal in accordance with the highest good of all concerned. Yet do not try to predetermine or control the outcome. Just trust, for the power that made you both will heal you both. Oh, I love that. I just got a chill as I read that last line. Wow, I love that. Trust, for the power that made you both will heal you both. Wow. And I have to say that honestly, that last line especially resonated for me as well. So that was for you, Morianna. And I hope that helps you. And let me know if that has some meaning for you and what you think, if you are so inclined. Okay. All right. So let's see who else is here in the chat room. All right, we have a couple minutes. Hey, Tara. She says, blessings back to you, Lori Love. Thank you so much. I really appreciate that. And Renee says, full moon blessings to you, Lori. Thanks, Renee. I love all the blessings, all the good energy. See, I made an intention. I like to do bedtime intentions sometimes. And I made intentions for today, and they're all coming back to me. I'm getting all these blessings. It's wonderful. Evelyn. Hey, Evelyn. She says, hi, Lori. Am I going back to sing at church? Saint Blase soon. When? Okay. Well, I'm going to pull a card for you and we'll see what comes up. Okay. Maybe it will say something that will connect to that. All right. And let's see. I've just made my cards completely upside down. I didn't mean to do. Okay. Evelyn wants to know. She's going back to sing at church. What do you want to do? That's what comes up for me, Evelyn. What do you want to do? Go with your desire. If you want to, then you will. Okay. Right. And the cards don't want to shuffle for some reason. They keep getting stuck. I am like the worst card shuffler, I swear. But I love that they always work. It's like they're getting stuck on purpose. I know that. All right, here's a card for you. There is a card. The card is the Angel of Relaxation. Okay, perfect. Let go of desired outcomes and you will get what you want. Well, I think that's pretty clear, right? All right, let's see what it says. Angel of Relaxation. RS. Okay. Everything will fall into place and become clear when it is meant to. So switch off and take it easy for a while. The Angel of Relaxation has appeared in your reading to help you relax. By keeping your focus fixed on all it is you wish to happen, you are, in a way, preventing the natural flow of events to unfold. Ooh. Surrender any project or concern to the angels in the knowing that all is being taken care of. Focus on all you have achieved to date and on all your many blessings. Take time to nurture and pamper yourself and start to do more of those things which nourish your soul instead of worrying about the future. By relaxing and letting go of desired outcomes, you create the space for the angels and the universe to give you what you want. Trust. Yay. I hope that answers your question because it feels pretty clear to me. So I hope that's helpful for you, Evelyn. I am going to have to get going. The show is just about over, and Jamie Dawn is coming up really soon, right after me. She's coming up in like 5 minutes. So I hope to see all of you back here next week. And I have been so thrilled to have been here with you, and I'm grateful for all of you. So thank you. You've been listening to me, Lori the Love Sherpa, here on 1-2 Radio, where we are changing the way we listen to the world. I love you. Bye.